this is Sage from Room 208 with our first Literature Circles discussion about a book called Running for Freedom. Running for Freedom is about a boy who's a slave and he lives with his dad because his mom got sold when he was too young to work in the fields. We did this bonus show because we wanted to share our thoughts and feelings about the book and let you hear what a literature circle sounds like. And here's the show.
Here we are at our first literature circles, and we're reading the book Running for Freedom, and it is February 14th.
Running for Freedom is about people who are slaves and they're running because they're tired of having to work for people.
And it's written by
Catherine Follett, and illustrated by Marcy Ramsey.
So here it is.
Okay. Whoa. I'm wondering, I know they're in a barn somewhere running, but I'm not sure where in the barn they are, because how could they be running through the barn without all the people seeing them trying to escape?
Well, they might be, like, underneath the barn because there might be a little space, and in the picture it shows something on top of them.
Yeah, but maybe it's just under it.
Yeah, but maybe where, like, they store the food. Like, some people, like, they have, like, a basement, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So if they went underneath it, they'd have to have two sides to hold up the barn.
Well,
they wouldn't be able to just float in air.
But in this picture here,
see, it shows people on top
against
of
the
them,
boards.
And yeah, there's people on top of them.
Yeah, but that might be the basement, I'm saying.
But it probably doesn't look like that. It's probably wood
over it. Yeah,
underneath the porch.
I know, but it's probably wood over it because of the it's just trying to show that people are under there. Because if one of the people that if they own the slaves, if they walk by, they could see them under there.
Yeah, and then they would get in big
really mad.
Maybe that's just a picture.
I think they're under the barn because there's, like, cows and stuff, and they're working like they would in a barn.
Yeah, like hay.
I know, but that's the porch, like, right.
But
they're probably just showing that so you can see that that's what it looks like underneath and what it looks like on top.
Yeah, like
so
there's probably a porch, like, and then underneath there's a small area where they could go through. So they're just looking out probably right there, looking out from the porch, seeing if anyone's coming.
Why don't we go to the next question?
I have one. Why would Mama pretend to hit Daniel?
Yeah, that's because he didn't really get hurt.
Yeah, because
another person hit him?
Yeah, because
hit him too.
Because
why not Mama?
Yeah, because Mama was gone.
Mama was gone, and then she was sold.
Yeah, but also
I know, but she did it just
to make the guy happy. Because
Daniel,
they want her to hit him, and then she would get in trouble if she didn't hit the little boy.
Yeah,
so she just pretend.
Because it gets Mr. Winters
and
happy because he's a slave.
Yeah,
Mr. Winters not a slave.
Mr. Winters is the one who owns.
Oh, well, Mrs. Winters.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But Mrs. Winters and Mr.
This is a question that kind of connects to it. Why would Miss Winters believe that Mama slapped him for real when the cook slapped him and Miss Winters heard him cry for real?
Well, because he pretended to cry at first and he probably made it sound really real, and it also looked like the mom really slapped him.
Yeah, but why would Daniel do that? I mean,
seriously,
why would he just want to do that?
Pretend to cry?
Yeah, why would
that? Because then his mom wouldn't get in
trouble.
His mom wouldn't have
because he would have
trouble.
She would have to spank him harder to make him cry.
Why would she get him in trouble?
Mr. Winters wants him to cry because Mrs. Winter wants him to cry.
If she didn't spank him, she'd get in trouble. So he pretended to cry, so then she wouldn't get in trouble because
Like, well, I mean, if I were one, I wouldn't want to just cry on purpose.
Yeah, because then
but
if they, one,
but
one,
do you want to get hurt?
If she finds well, out, no, you're you already.
Do you want your mom to get hurt, or do you want to pretend?
Well, yeah, the mom's but not going to get hurt anyway. She's already sold.
Yeah, what if
I know?
But before yeah, but we're talking
sold.
About
before she was
before
sold.
He was sold. She would pretend to slap him so that he wouldn't have to get hurt, and then, but then when she was
but
sold.
Yeah, the
what if Miss Winters finds out and when they get in big trouble?
Yeah, they'll get in big trouble if
Miss Winters finds out.
Found out that they weren't really slapping.
Yeah, she could just slap easy.
And she maybe slap him.
Let's go to the next
question. Okay. Who has one?
I do.
I have a question. Why would Daniel have to give Mrs. Winters all the money he got when he earned?
Even if he
well,
lost
because,
a dime.
Because he's a because, slave.
Yeah, and he
can, I know, but he earned
he
it.
Yeah, I know,
and
but then he has to give it to her.
Like, but he's not
like
he's
any,
a slave.
I know, because he's a slave.
Where he works, it sounds like she doesn't know who gives him the money, that the money goes to him.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it goes to the maid. Well, not the maid, but her, his owner.
Yeah, it goes to, and every time he loses the money, she gets mad at him because
he has to get spanked
because
really
that
hard.
Means, that means she's actually losing her money because he's working for her and giving the money to her. So
I know,
he spanks
but,
him because he loses her money.
Well, I know, but does the person that Daniel goes to work, does the lady, like, know that he's giving the money to the
probably because that he probably works for a white.
Yeah, they probably set it up and stuff.
Yeah. And anyways, he's a slave, so he is supposed to give the money.
I know, because he's
like,
yeah, that's why
in the olden days, she
buy stuff with it and
owned,
not tell him.
She owned
but
him.
Like, if they're not, if things. They don't have any money, how do they, like, have a place to live?
Because
they just live there.
For them to just sleep and they don't get to like
so they don't
there.
Get too tired
day,
and don't
they have
work
to go
anymore.
Out and work.
Yeah, if they work, then they like they're keeping their like they're earning their keep and they get to stay there. But if they don't work, then
they
can't work
out.
There. Yeah,
I have something that relates to what we did before. How would you feel if your mother got sold?
Well, I would feel
really bad.
Yeah. I would go out looking for her.
Well,
but
how
could you?
Because you
saw like how they're staying in the barn.
I would speak up. But if you did, like,
they would probably
slap
you.
But your dad or whoever you were with wouldn't let you.
But why couldn't she just work in the field?
Their dad would let them because...
But the people they work for wouldn't let them.
Yeah, but if they were living with their dad or whoever since their mom was gone and their dad didn't want them to get in trouble or anything,
well,
what would
hear
do?
How the dad go. The dad takes Daniel to go and run away, kind of like. So he would want him to go and find his mother.
He wouldn't want him to go alone, but he would probably come.
Yeah.
If Daniel really wanted to.
Yeah, and they would maybe come back that night.
Yeah.
And go to bed, and then you should leave early in the morning and search for him. And then, like, because of when he's there, they might go and come back and pretend to sleep until the maid, well, not the maid, but
the owner
keeps. Until the owner has them work.
You're, like, deeper.
Oh, yeah. And now we're trying to figure out if we can make those questions bigger.
Or deeper. Instead of just little ones, we're trying to make them bigger.
Well, I kind of made Haley's question bigger because her question was, why would Mama pretend to hit the boy? Well, I kind of made that bigger. Why would... Okay, never mind.
Well,
I think it is a little bit. Like, why would Miss Winters believe that the mama slapped him for real when the cook slapped him for real? Mr. Winters hears him. Mrs. Winters heard him cry for real. Like, I think she's trying to save, like, that. Why wouldn't she both? Why would Miss Winters believe that she was pretending to hit him, and knowing that he cried, her chance to cry like that, and then seeing him cry for real, maybe.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't they be different?
Yeah, because if he was pretending to cry, it probably wouldn't be as real as if the cook was spanking him hard.
So, maybe, I don't know.
Well, maybe she just thought, maybe, like, the mama didn't spank as hard as...
Do you have any? Sage? Haley?
Nope.
Ty?
Well, maybe, a question could be bigger because, well, why would Miss Winters want him to be spanked just for, like, one penny? Because it said if one penny was missing, he would get spanked.
Because, like, he earned that money and... It's supposed to go to her, and he lost it. And maybe back then the money was worth. Maybe back then the money was worth more.
If she gave him the money, and then he lost it, and then she spanked him. Well, why would she give him the money in the first place if it would just go back to her?
Well, it wasn't her.
They gave
it was. He worked for someone.
Yeah, but
he worked at an inn.
But actually,
he worked at an inn. He got money, and then he brought it back to Miss Winters.
Yeah, but isn't Miss
and gave it to Miss Winters?
Miss Winters
wasn't the one that gave him the money.
I thought Miss Winters also. It said Miss Winters gave him money to, to go shopping for them to get food for them. But then she counted all the change that he got back. And if there was one said missing, or anybody missing.
Wow, I think that book sounds very interesting. I think I'm going to read the book myself. And you can send us your opinion at room208podcast@gmail.com. Bye.